Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome to Live with Kathy. On Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any part of the country. And today is February 13th, just the day before Valentine's Day. Love. Love changes everything. And I'm thinking about the Olympiads. The love that they shared with the world, the love of the sport, the love of challenging themselves to be the best of the best, the love of camaraderie. Did you notice how, even though they didn't get the gold medal in snowboarding, they were hugging the ones that did? Do you compete? Do you compare? Or are you a solo performer? And love is a rather interesting topic. Because when we talk about love, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're just in love with each other, we're in love with ourselves. The difference in love, being loved, love for the sake of love. I love many men, but I'm only in love with one. The silver fox, that's the difference. And I went through my repertoire of love songs. Oh, there's so many. But here are some of my favorites, and then I will do my recap of the Olympic Games. Do you know that when I'm watching them, I take every breath with them? The sprint skiing, I think, what was it, 22 or 25 minutes of total body exertion. And if you notice that when they, one who did finish, I think, first, just literally collapsed. And I could see why they can't help falling in love with the sport of their choice. Because they're challenging the love they have for themselves and each other. Presley was a brilliant musician. And don't you just love his words, his song? Wise men say, only fools rush in. But I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Oh, take my hand. Take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand. Take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. Dwight Eisenhower said, excuse me, no man is worth your tears. But once you find one that is, he won't make you cry. And for you men, no woman is worth breaking your heart, But once you find one that is, she won't break your heart. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Love. Love changes everything. I'm inviting you to call in on 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And share with me your love stories. But now remember, you've heard me say this time and time again, and there's no argument, no debate. You have to be happy with yourself. You have to be in love with you, even though you're alone, before you can be happily in love with someone else or together. I know years ago, 30, 40, 50 years ago, it was, what? It's so vain. You're in love with yourself. What are you saying? But love, my darlings, changes everything. There's the love of soulmates, the love of music, the love of arts, theater, competition, snowboarding, figure skating, sprint skiing, hockey, basketball, football, baseball. Olympians are in love because they're following their dreams. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estate, Illinois 60195. And then log on my site, kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. The video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. I'm in love with Shakespeare's talent. I'm passionate about Willie Shakes. I'm in love with his brilliance, his able. He's a bard. A bard is a poet. And then you have to hear Roger Plummer's voice. Our bags are packed. We'd love to entertain you at your corporate, business, private affair. Rates are individually assessed, and then, of course, you click on the books. Click on performing arts. Click on pageants. Because, you see, I have a love affair with life. I have a love affair while I'm doing this show. Because we're partners. We're all in this together. And after the show, you could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. Now, let's get back to the Olympics. I am telling you, I skate every skate. I perform every jump. I perform everything that they're doing. Yes, last evening it was just incredible. All right, now get your pen and pad out, and I'll tell you what's happening today. Oh, wait, Wednesday's medalists. And the women's downhill, Tina from Slovenia got the gold. Switzerland got the gold. How could that be? And Laura from Switzerland got the bronze. I wonder if they made a little boo-boo there. Figure skating. Tatiana Rush. Oh, no, Russian got the gold. Silver, Russia. And Aliona and Robin, Germany, got the bronze, figure skating. brilliant. Nordic combined, individual. Germany, the gold. Japan, Aikido, the silver. And Magnus, the bronze from Norway. In the luge, I'm telling you, that is frightening. Lying back on that speed, and it's like a bullet. Pew. The gold in the men's doubles, the gold with to Germany, silver to Austria, and the bronze to Latvia. Snowboarders, how do they do with the woman's half pipe? How do they learn to do that, to be suspended in air, nothing but air around you? Caitlin got the gold from the U.S., Tara the silver from Australia, and Kelly Clark from the U.S. got the bronze. And I think Kelly was slated to get the gold, but she didn't make it, and she hugged and congratulated Caitlin. Competition, there is a saying that I have. Remember to embrace the attitude of a winner when you lose, because competition doesn't build character, it reveals it. And I'm so proud of all of these athletes that are revealing the character that got them to the Olympic Games. Speed skating, gold goes to the Netherlands, silver to Canada, and the bronze to Netherlands. Now today, after the show, and I have Belarus, medal standings. Okay, so far, medal standings. Norway with, this is gold, let's see. So far, Norway, Canada, Netherlands, they have 4 gold. The United States only has 3. But the total for the gold, silver, and bronze, Norway 12, Canada 10, Netherlands 10, U.S. 9, Russia 9, Germany 8, Austria 5. Now, when we go down, let's see, when I saw Belarus, they have 1. Are the countries that have just won, Belarus, South Korea, Poland, Slovakia, Australia, China, Finland, Britain, Latvia, and the Ukraine. Now, Belarus got 1 in gold, South Korea gold, Poland gold, Slovakia gold, and the rest in silver and bronze. Now, today's events, could hardly wait. Biathlon. This is when they ski and they stop and they shoot a range. They have their rifles with them. This is the men 20-kilometer individual cross-country skiing. Women's 10K, classic, curling. U.S. men versus Britain, U.S. women versus Japan. Oh, I'll have to watch curling. I forgot about that. Figure skating. Jason, I'll get to you. Men's short program, freestyle skiing, men slope style. Ice hockey, U.S. versus Slovakia, full schedule below. Luge, team replay. Short track speed skating. I don't know what skeleton means. Women run 1-2. Speed skating, women's, is this 1,000 millimeters or meters? Now, it was in the paper. New team, let's see. I have to tell you about our Jason. He is from Highland Park. Here it is. I watched him skate. He helped U.S. get the bronze. And 10 feet of hometown love for skater on gold quest. There is, my goodness, these ice sculptors are brilliant. A crowd gathers. Log on to Chicago Tribune, Section 1, page 3. A crowd gathers Wednesday near an ice sculpture honoring Olympic figure skater Jason Brown in Highland Park. Brown helped the U.S. team win bronze at the Sochi Games. Now he's going for the gold. Now, this is by Gregory Trotter, a Tribune reporter, and there's a picture of Jason. He's only 19. Someday, the giant ice statue will melt into a puddle. But Highland Park's Olympic figure skater Jason Brown has already carved a special place in the hearts of hometown fans. Another dimension of love. A 10-foot ice sculpture of the ponytail skater, now internet famous for his river dance on ice routine, was unveiled Wednesday at a pep rally in downtown Highland Park. Brown, who helped the U.S. win a bronze in the team competition, has seen his popularity soar as he continues for his quest for gold on Friday. Now, those who met Noan Brown, 19, say his natural charisma on the ice, combined with his humility off it, has ignited Jason Brown mania. All of them say the same thing. What a nice guy. What a hard worker. What a sweetheart. Mayor Nancy Rottingen said to the crowd of about 100 in Port Clinton Square, 10-year-old Lily Fleischman, who skated with Brown, called him a role model. He taught me to be confident in yourself. Recently, signs of encouragement for Brown have sprung up roadside on businesses all over town. At a recent Highland Park City Council meeting, Brown Skyped in and his smiling visage appeared on a large screen above an adoring crowd as officials. They're in love with him. They're in love with his style. Love takes on so many dimensions. And Friday, skating enthusiasts and newbies alike will attend a viewing party at the city's Centennial Ice Arena. Brown's receiving love globally, too. A YouTube video of his free skate performance last month at the U.S. Figure Skating Championship has 3.8 million views as of Wednesday. Social media is the place to be. And Sheeta, an ice skating instructor at Centennial, who remembers Brown as he was a prodigiously talented 5-year-old, said she got chills thinking about the Highland Park's embrace of its young Olympian. He's kind, generous, he makes friends with young kids. He's just a wonderful human being. And they're the people that you want to be with. Now, while he's lacking a skating maneuver known as the quadruple jump, possessed by some of his competitors, Sheila said Brown's skills in other areas and his ability to connect with audience give him a shot at the gold. Now, Christopher of Johnson Studios Ice Sculptures said he didn't know much about figure skating before receiving the order Friday for the sculpture, the kind of project that's typically ordered a month ahead of time. But he flew into emergency-style work mode and finished about 3 a.m. Wednesday. During those 5 days of work, Christopher became a fan. Brown, he said, seems like a genuine cat. The more I watched videos of him, the more I read interviews, I really started to like him. I'm so honored to be part of this. Ice sculpturing is a talent. You have to be born with it. It's an incredible talent. And Christopher, thank you for giving life to Jason in the form of an ice sculpture. I hope everyone's taking photos. And now, let me read to you what John Cass, I guess he's on his way home. And I'm beginning to love Sochi. I'm beginning to love the people. There are two things I probably forgot to mention about my time here at the Winter Olympics in Russia. I'm quoting Cass, Jane, John Cass. But now that I'm wrapping up, I'll tell you. You won't believe this, but there are palm trees everywhere. They're just wafting in the warm breezes off the Black Sea. Palm trees just say Winter Olympics in Russia, don't they? And the other thing involves the crazy Russian band with the whirling women and whistling and stamping of feet outside my hotel window. Each morning, I'd be treated to their singing and dancing, the women whistling through their fingers in the style of shepherds and savage herdsmen. And that there would be more whistling and stomping and plenty of ha, 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 la, la, ha, ha, over and over, never ending, as if I were trapped in a demonic accordion operated by a leering madman. But, they stopped playing the other day, and they haven't returned. The bandstand is empty. And it made the little row of vendors' booths before it a bit more sad than usual. Not all the shops closed. The two honey shops selling medicinal honey stayed open, as did the Siberian cedar flower shop. Flower guaranteed to make you strong. But the vendor of the hand-embroidered purses was gone. The mead vendor closed too and then reopened. She sold gold warm mead for only 50 rubles a cup. And much mead did I drink. No business, said the beekeeper, who, like the rest, paid a fee to set up shop, hoping guests at the hotel would enjoy their wares. His hopes were ruined. Before him were his various untouched tubs of honey from different mountain flowers. Oh, I'd love that. Before each tub was a hand-lettered exhortation in oddly fashioned English, for example, drone blood for chronic weariness, stress, thyroid disease, male infertility, menopause, hormonal violation sphere. Hormonal violation sphere? No English, said the beekeeper with a sad shake of the head. No business, no English. Another honey vendor sold alpine honey with a card that read, this time when gets old chestnut has bright bacterial properties. Well, the hotel catered, the ones I was staying in, John said, catered to journalists and Olympic technicians, and they weren't interested in drone blood. But a strange thing happened the other day. A new shop opened, and it drew quite a crowd. A whip shop. Are you as confused as I am? Tatiana, the whip merchant, wore a gray fur hat. On the wall, she pinned a blue T-shirt with a picture of a mountain lad and a horse, and she was ready for business. Reaching into her bag, she heaped piles of leather-braided whips under her shelf, some with handles carved as tiger heads. Some were long whips for the driving of cattle and livestock from horseback, and some were short, possibly for dogs or perhaps for an unwilling human backs. A group of about 10 Cossacks came up and began to heft the whips. Whistling, crackling, and laughing, they seemed like they could handle themselves in a scrap, but were decent fellows, young and rowdy and lean. They are Cossacks, said the police officer. How do you know? I'm a Cossack, he said. And watching them play with the whips, I thought of what their great-grandfathers did to the Jews during the pogroms and what their great-great-great-grandfathers had done to the Caesareans in the mountains just above us, whose whole populations driven from their homes with fire and sword. The police officer politely refused a cigarette, but I asked him again, are you certain these are Cossacks? Like the movie? Yes. Cossacks. The young guys joked, cracking each other playfully, whirring the air with the whips, their whips whirling, and I stood confounded. How hospitable the people of Russia have been to me, and yet underneath, violence always seems to be waiting to break free in this nation of tribes. I approached Tatiana, not to buy a whip, but to ask a question. No English, Tatiana said. When I got to the office, the Olympic Media Center, I learned that Chicago native Shawnee Davis, the great American speed skater and prohibitive gold medal favorite in the men's 1,000 meters, had lost. He was the favorite. OM means meters, not milligrams. I'm thinking of vitamins. The Dutchman, Stefan, who I saw fall in the 50-meter sprint just days before, he tripped, slid in anguish for some 40 feet, got up, trudged the ice, his head hanging in shame. I had interviewed his parents, the mother concerned about her son's transition out of the sport, and the father, a former dairy farmer, who said this would be his son's last Olympic Games. Now, how did this happen? He goes out with the gold, defeating Bueller Choice Davis, who was expected to become immortal in Sochi. Each time I leave Chicago on a writing trip, I get to see amazing things. The Russian bath mistress with the accent of Maria, who refused to hit me with the birch branch, and those young cadets desperate to learn all about American gals. And the beautiful, almost aristocratic young women I saw praying at the Russian Orthodox Cathedral at St. Michael, the Archangel, a girl who may become a matriarch someday and command her brood back into the ancient faith of her grandfathers. Oh, the Russian Orthodox service is magnificent. Oh, and Joseph Stalin's lonely Dacha on the hills above us, a reminder of the millions whose memory is fading as Russia tells a new story about itself with these games. Oh, you see, there's so much more to see and write, but it's time to go. Andrea Bocelli, it's time to say goodbye. Goodbye and thank you. You've been wonderful. But I have work to do back home. 10 more days, and the Olympics will be history. What memories do you have? That's why I am watching all of the skaters. And you know what's amazing? If you look at the ice, it looks like a mirror. Teams of experts tasked with making ice just right, from hockey to figure skating. There's a photo of workers. They pour jugs of water on the ice to repair the surface before the women's 3,000-meter short track relay semifinals this week. Now, this is what I didn't know, and this is from the Tribune. The slightest shift in temperature A few degrees either way can make all the difference. If the ice at his arena becomes too cold or brittle, Sergei will hear grumbles from figure skaters who want a soft landing for their triple axels. So, the refrigeration engineer from Moscow has learned a trick. He adds a fine layer of warm water, quickly freezing it to a not-so-frigid consistency. There are so many peculiarities, he said, technical things we can do. Anyone who thinks ice is just ice has never been to the Olympic Winters. And the organizers of the games have enlisted a select group of technicians from around the world, men who understand the idiosyncrasies of each sport. They know that speed skaters like a hard, fast track. And hockey players, I have to go to page 9, hockey players need a smooth surface to keep the puck from skipping. They use only purified water without calcium or magnesium to ensure consistent throws at the curling center. They have ice in their veins. At the Hoffman Park Estates, where I work out, our ice arena, the Zambodi, they're always on the ice, smoothing it out, doing something before and after hockey, before and after ice practice. Now, we're working long hours behind the scenes, fussing over subtle variations in texture and humidity. These ice makers set the stage for gold medal performances. And, oh, there's a lot of pressure. You just have no idea. All of the skating and curling competition are taking place at arenas beside the Black Sea. The subtropical climate, relatively warm and humid for winter, has a way of sneaking inside. There's an art. The less we hear, the better it is. If we hear nothing, that means things are good. So there is an art. I knew that there had to be a science for the ice to keep everyone happy, but I had no idea. And now he'll soon slide into family life. And this is from Russia when he anchors the U.S. Luge Relay Thursday. Christian most likely will be taking his final run. After more than two decades of hurling himself down an icy track, yeah, at 83 miles per hour, he intends to retire. The three-time Olympian wants to get a traditional job that allows him to support his family instead of the other way around. It's their turn to be the stars, he said. Oh, we wish him all good fortune. All good fortune. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Love is in the air. The love of the challenge. The rush of being the best you possibly can be. Call in number 347-637-3789. You can email me at Kathy Studio, sbcglobal.net, and you could write to me at Kathy Watson. Oh, the first hour is the rudder of the day. I'm still sleeping off the effects of yesterday's Olympics. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on, Kathy Watson Speaks, CathiWatson Speaks.com. Oh, be still, my heart. I'm looking out my window. Oh, we don't have enough snow. It's snowing again. But the temperatures have leveled off. We're not minus 20 anymore. We're working our way up into the 20s, the plus 20s, the plus 30s. You want to talk to me up front in person, or you could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. Do you feel that love? Love changes everything. Did you ever watch the face of a little child when you tell them that you love them? And see that little forlorn face when he's being scolded or you're being cruel and unkind? One of my favorite vocalists was Nat King Cole. You know what? He got a raw deal. Let me tell you something. Sammy Davis Jr. and Nat King Cole, brilliantly talented, God-given. And have you ever heard Nat King Cole sing When I Fall in Love? It will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this, as love has ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that you feel that way too is when I fall in love with you. And the moment I can feel that you feel that way too is when I fall in love with you. I'm going to save Michael Bolton, When a Man Loves a Woman, because this is going to be for men only. Stay tuned. It's down the road. I'm just so in love with the Olympics that I just wanted to share with you the love of music, the love of rhythm, the love of sharing love, being in love, just loving. So much is written about love, because love is the greatest power on the planet. Lovers love life. Love causes the sun to shine. And the sun is life-giving. Love causes the heart to beat. Without the heart, there is no life. Love is the source of the breath. Without the breath, there is no life-affirming. And from Corinthians, and now abides faith, hope, and love, these. But the greatest of these is love. I think of our animals, our puppy dogs, that are so abused. You see, when I hear about someone abusing anyone, I want the abuser to be punched the same way he punched others. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You see, anyone could buy a dog, but only love will make his tail wag. the abuse and inhumanity that's going on, that is prevalent in our world today, is sad. Why? Why? We've all been given the gift of love. To give, to receive. But you can't love anyone or anything else until you love yourself completely. Now I'm going to take a break, and I want to acknowledge the contributing authors from the book choices who made the PC, the public service announcement that I'm going to share with you right now, possible. Got the information from the ARP magazine. How do these people sleep at night? How do they sleep at night? You'd be amazed at the con artists that were exposed. A mother and daughter made millions conning older people with the hope of love. Well, they're in jail now. Mama is spending 15 years, and I think the daughter 12. You see, seniors beware, and I'm talking about 50 plus. It's pandemic. Con and scam artists exposed. How do they target their prey? Oh, you see, they already know about you. This isn't random calling. They already know about you. I told you I was scammed in 2013. Why I didn't take that check to JCP Morgan Chase and say, I want to cash this check. They probably would have laughed me out of the bank. And then just another day, the other day, from award confirmation, important mail from Hewlett, New York. Okay, I'm going to give you, get your pen and pad out right now. Get your pen and pad out. Oh, no, this is, oh, he put the wrong one in. This is where what I want you to do. Log on. Did you hear me? Log on. What did he do? Oh, here it is. The bank has all this information. This is from, it's the cash prize document. And it is from Notice of Payment, Receiver Department, N-O-N-O.P. Receiver Department, P.O. Box 358, Hewlett, H-E-W-L-E-T-T, New York, 11557. Now, if I were to win legitimately, if I were to win $2 million, wouldn't it be registered? Wouldn't there be a big brouhaha about it? So, obviously they knew about me because guess what? I have won $2,200,000. And then, congratulations, successful entrant. You see, they already know about you. I've been awarded a check or cash equivalent in lieu. We cannot send your winning without proper ID confirmation. And I also have to send them $20 within 10 days. And there's a copy of, this is from Benjamin James, Accounts Payable Office. And they sent a facsimile. Now, why did they send me a check for $15,751? It's a scam. Do not listen to them. They already know about me, as I'm looking at the scam from 2013. And it was brought to my attention that the first thing I should have done, okay, here's the other one. Write this down, Weatherford, Weatherford, USLP, Houston, Texas, that what I needed to do was to take this check to the bank and say, I want it cashed. But I have it here. Now, beware, darlings. Oh, there. Pros at Sweet Talk. Promising a solution to a problem. Companionship for lonely hearts. You don't have to be bored and lonely. It's your own choice. Log on to your park districts, your senior centers, and your libraries. You see, the people that are calling you are pros. They know. They've already checked you out. So beware of the scammers in romance, charity, grandparents, home repair, health care, and investments. And they know that the 50-plus, oh, you want companionships because your heart is so lonely. You're creating your own life. You hang up immediately. Call the police. Call a family member. Do not give out any personal information. No social security number or where you live. Call the Fraud Fighter Hotline. This is courtesy of Art Magazine. 1-800-646-2283. My mother was scammed and robbed of $4,000. We know it was an inside job. She kept cash in the house. Based on reports, victims who are 55 plus lose $3 billion a year, but the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. Get your pen and pad out. Now remember, the show is archived. So if you're just tuning in and you want all this information, log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on February 5th, 6th, 7th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th. The Fraud Fighter Hotline is 800-646-2283. Now, this has been brought to you in love by the contributing authors in Choices. An In Memoriam Steel Mill Mama, 1926 to 2013. Oh, Bonnie, your spirit is alive and rocking. When she was alive, she was possibly the oldest working, steel working mama in the U.S., Canada, and the world. Read her amazing story and Choices, available at Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. And I'm remembering Helen, my sister, who was a divine human being. You're both so missed, and know that you're loved. And Andrea Schmidt, her chapter in Choices in Life. There are so many roads traveled, so many choices to make, but the reality, you just gotta be you. Rhea's journey is inspiring. You'll experience the choices she made, some that came back to serve her and others that came back to bite her in the butt. It's all in the book choices. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. Chuck Brazelton. From Frostbit Toes to Fingers. He's the chairman, the CEO of Brazelton Insurance. Provides insurance and financial services. Read his story in Choices. Reviva Labs, the leader in skincare. How do I know? I've been using Reviva products for 40 years. The results are amazing. I tease Mr. Stressler that he and I have lasted longer than most marriages, 40 years. Read his story from humble beginnings to success. And Lee Patrick, entrepreneur extraordinaire. Challenges never stop Lee from achieving her goals. Her desire is to help all ages improve their health and wealth now. Read her story. And then Sandy Hutchings, ageless, dynamic diva with panache purpose, glamour, style, vitality. Her passion, ownership. And it's reflected in her Florida real estate investment, Gulf Breeze Cottages on Sanibel Island in Florida. Read her story. They're all in Choices, introduced by Kathy Watson. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. And then we have another diva that is an entrepreneur. Noble Drug Testing. Marilyn Pacella, way ahead of herself. She brings the service to you. Mobile Drug Testing is an on-site service. And she did that to save you time and money. She has an incredible history of success. Experience. Log on Chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. Don't be scammed. You deserve the money that you earned the old-fashioned way. You worked for it. Now, you do know that Live with Kathy, it's sponsor-driven. Mm-hmm. But I like to refer to them as my partners. Now, do you have a product, a service, a business that you would like to share with the world? Honey, it is so affordable. It's a 10-week contract. You have to call me at 847-882-8717 or email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. We're going to work on developing you. You're going to wear your radio host hat. Imagine holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you and your business to the world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, their homage, their commitment to family. Work ethics reveal not only their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You have to qualify. Log on www.ironworkers.org. And if you want the CD, Iron Workers for the Noble Profession, get in touch with me. I open with the bombastic, strong fanfare to the common man by Aaron Copland. And then we segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid movements of the swan. It's so affordable. Ironworkers.org. Hoffman Estates Park District, where I work out, they're the 2000 National Gold Winners, the award winners nationally. Rika Cuff is the director of the 50 Plus Consortium. And she could help you with your boredom. She could help you with your life. Take time to live. Our world in life is so much to give. Log on heparks.org. And then remember, the tax man cometh. Greg McIntyre, our CPA, he'd be delighted to help you through a minor issue, and if you want to engage him in something more involved, you talk to him about that. hatax@ameritech.net. And of course, you know, looks do matter. Reviva, the leader in skincare. Log on, RevivaLabs.com. And then, let's just send hugs and love to Edith Nam, who is an author extraordinaire. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book. You need The Elixir of Youth, Choices, The Heart of the Lion, and Change to a Positive Mindset. And it will literally change, extend your lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. Log on www.enamm.com. The book is available. It's Edith Nam, N-A-M-M, through Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes, and Noble. Are you living a TNT life, toxic negative thinking? We're going to help you change that into positive energy and power. And you want a home-based business? Do you want to really reign supreme this year? Log on Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot myshackley.com. Many are becoming wealthy starting from nothing, and it could be you. It's pandemic. More men and women than ever are embracing the power of creating. Have your own home-based business. I did mine when I was 25 years old. Now, remember, tomorrow I'm going to be on the air at 6:30 a.m. So be sure and tune in tomorrow morning at 6:30. And love changes everything. True love brings together and maintains those together who belong together. Treat yourself to life. Love vibrates, Raymond Charles Barker. Love is the feeling that you are one with someone. Love is the truest sense. It's unconditional, allowing the other person freedom to develop as he or she so desires. Love just happens. But let there be spaces in your oneness. The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. Powerful statements that empower. I love you. You're a genius. Tell me more. Ah, you haven't aged. What's your secret? Oh, you look fabulous. What's your secret? I feel happy when I'm with you. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that you feel that way too is when I fall in love with you. Until tomorrow, 6:30, always be in your best lovable elements. Au revoir.
Kathy Watson.